We actually have somebody here to talk to you, a progressive fighter who is hands down winning in a big way her fight. Katie Ballinger, the president and CEO of Fair Wisconsin, for the last 6 years has seen more positive, radical, revolutionary, progressive change, I think it's fair to say, in her career than anybody else on this stage. And it is so fantastic to celebrate with her. Please welcome Katie Ballinger.
So who here is ready for marriage equality? Good, because it's coming. I was so excited last week to be in Chicago at the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals oral arguments to witness Judge Posner, a Reagan appointee, completely eviscerate our opposition's arguments. It was amazing. We laughed, we cried, and we saw decades of hateful intolerance just demolished and torn apart, shown for what we know those messages are, hateful and ignorant. We at Fair Wisconsin are working across the state to make sure that marriage equality and full equality for the entire lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community is achieved, and achieved as fast as possible. But we also know that legal equality only goes so far, and that is ultimately not the real goal. The real goal is to make equality a lived reality so that everybody in Wisconsin can live their lives with dignity and respect and free from harm. And that is the Wisconsin I know we can be and that we will be. So now it's up to the United States Supreme Court. They've called the case up on September 29th. We'll know more about the fate of that case. But I think we all know that our state is moving forward and we are ready to regain our title as being a leader in the fight for equality. Back in 1982, we were the first state in the entire country to protect on the basis of sexual orientation in our non-discrimination laws. But we do remain the shining example of why we can't leave a part of our community behind. The transgender Wisconsinites of our state do not have the same protections, are not protected from being fired, are not protected from being kicked out of their homes, are not protected to have access to public accommodations everywhere that they go. And that, to me, is a huge problem and something that we will not stop until Wisconsin regains the right, first for marriage equality, and then we will come for our transgender brothers and sisters. You know, I travel the state, and there are people in every community across the state who are taking up the mantle of equality, who know that regardless of what our legislature and our governor are willing to do or are running away from as fast as possible, that they have work to do and they're doing it. You know, I think about Mary Kay Vukovich, who is a deputy sheriff down in Rock County, and she asked her employer for domestic partner benefits this spring. And the response she got was amazing. Her boss, the sheriff, said, "Oh my God, I didn't know that we were treating you differently." That's a whole issue in and of itself. But he stood up and he said, it will not stand. We will not let any of our employees be treated differently because of who they are. And they won. They did it. They got domestic partner benefits in Rock County. And just last week, the city of Cudahy unanimously passed the fourth fully inclusive non-discrimination policy, making sure that all LGBT people in the city are treated fairly and equally. This state is moving forward. And as exciting as it is, I want to remind everyone, and I think that this is a room that knows this, achieving equality is not inevitable. It feels like it, it's moving so fast, but it is dependent on every one of us standing up every day and doing everything that we can to make sure that Wisconsin is the place that we can be proud of and that we know it can be. So I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank Fighting BobFest and the Progressive for having me. There is so much work to do, and I'm so energized to be here with you. Thank you for everything you do and everything that you will do to make Wisconsin the fair state that it should be. Thank you.